Welcome back to the Victory Podcast. It's been a while.
It has been.
We've been busy, and so we got Flourish Conference coming up.
It's a big deal.
And so, but we want to get a couple podcasts in before Flourish Conference, and you preached a wonderful message on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to compliment yourself. Yes. It was one of the best ones that he, I mean, you told me this morning, it's like the best one you ever preached.
It's dead. Okay.
But it was a message. We were in John 15, I think, for part, like 82 parts. You preached on John 15.
I thought we were going to OD on John 15, so we better do something else.
And so we broke it up, and you did a tithing message,
yes.
Which was very timely in our church and in churches. And so we're just going to break down that message, ask some questions, and get deep, but not too deep. And so why did you preach on tithing, God's way of blessing, this past Sunday? Was there a particular reason?
I really felt like it was a God thing. I don't want to just kind of throw that out there or whatever, but I really felt of the Lord. There were several things that happened during the week that just kind of brought it on, and then I really felt like it was God. I mean, it wasn't just right. Me going, hey, let's. And what's funny is currently we're pouring concrete.
Right? I didn't even think about that.
We're expanding our parking here. And so one of the things I said Sunday was like, we are not talking about tithing because we need help paying for concrete. You know, that is not.
It helps.
It does. Yeah. But no, that wasn't it. I really did. I felt like it was a God thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's, I'm just going to hit you hard. Right. Thanks. At first. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. So why tithe? I know you talked about this Sunday, so we're just going to briefly talk about this, but because I want to get into some frequently asked questions about tithing. So why tithe? Like, what's the premise of tithing?
Well, so admittedly, I mean, we were talking about this morning. We understand that tithing can be a controversial subject, and so I know that. And so what we wanted to do in this setting is even talk about some of those controversies. We don't want to have a heart to say we know it all and we, you know, all that. So we understand there's a wrestle with it. I'm not answering your question. I'll get
That's
to
fine.
It in a second.
But circle around.
One of the things I said, and I agree with, obviously I wouldn't have said it, but one of the things I said Sunday, and this comes from a personal journey I've been on in the last couple of months, because a while back I was challenged on some things that I believed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just God kind of, I think it was a thing of God where, like, there are things I believe, and I really was put in a situation where I go, do I really know why I believe those things, right? So I've been on this personal journey revisiting some subjects, including like tithing, things that we always say and that we've been taught, but do I personally know why I believe those things?
Right.
Okay, so that's a journey I've been on. My conclusion, part of my conclusion has been this, and I said this Sunday, truth is eternal, right? So there are truths that are eternal and unchanging.
Absolutely.
Now, what I said, though, was my understanding of truth is what is evolving. We see through a glass darkly, the word says, right? And so I don't know everything. I don't know all. There is truth that's eternal. I don't know all that truth.
Yes.
I'm currently growing in that truth. So I wanted to say that from the very beginning, like, we don't own this stuff. I'm not infallible and have a perfect understanding of the word. I'm just like all of us. We're growing. The Holy Spirit is teaching us, teaching me, growing me. So that being said, when we look at tithing, I don't know all the answers. You know, I mean, there are lots of questions out there that we could bring up and talk about.
Yeah.
And the reason, part of the reason tithing is controversial is because it can seem self-serving as a church.
Right.
Going, hey, you guys need to tithe. And obviously, as people who work for the church, it seems self-serving.
Right.
But to be able to have a pure heart in as best we can as shepherds to go, listen, this really isn't about manipulation. This is what I said Sunday, and I believe this. We're a discipleship church. Our assignment is discipleship, so we want to raise disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, money is so important to our lives. I mean, all of us deal with money constantly.
Right.
So if we're going to disciple people, we have to disciple. We have to talk about money, even though it can appear self-serving. I get it. Our hearts are trying to be pure in the way that, listen, I'm not trying to be self-serving. I just want you to be everything that God's called you to be.
Right.
And God has given us instructions on how to handle our money. And one of those, part of those instructions, has to do with tithing. Okay, so that's kind of why I did what I did, mm-hmm. and kind of the heart with which I want to do it.
Which is probably why some of the compliments from your message was it was a different take on tithing than what we've been told, which was really good.
Yeah. So why tithing was the question. So I guess what you're saying is, why do you think God instituted tithing? Was that the
why is tithing still important today? Ooh, that's a loaded question. Sorry.
Well, and again, I think I have to, in order to do that, and I said this Sunday, it's important, I believe, that we take the whole counsel of the Word. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you just jump on one scripture, it can... Now, the Word is the Word, and it's all God-breathed, it's inspired, right. It's infallible, so I'm not saying... But if you look at the whole counsel of the Word, I believe you can get an overview of what God was saying right. in this. So when I look at the overview of tithing, like why God would have instituted tithing, here's what I think.
Okay.
First of all, God knows how selfish we can be. Mm-hmm. Money is always tied to our value system.
Right.
Right. And so mm-hmm. this is all about value. Jesus said the greatest commandment is right. love God first. I mean, above all, love God, right. love others. So self is going to be somewhere down below God, others. When it comes to resources, it's easy to point that inward and can become selfishness, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe tithing is a way, I said this Sunday, it's a safeguard against selfishness because mm-hmm. the thing that we're all trying to get,
right.
to be selfless with that and not point it toward us, I think tithing helps with that. So I think God instituted it in a way to fight against our selfish nature. Okay, that's number one. When I look at the general counsel of the Word, though, here's what I see. And I learned this from my dad, and I love it. I mean, I really. When God created Adam, first thing he did was put him in a garden. He said, all of this is yours. You tend it. You're the steward of all this stuff. You can have. You can eat from all the right. trees. You can, man, make yourself at home. Mm-hmm. But there's one tree that's not, that it's mine, okay?
Okay.
And people say, people often quote, you know, you shouldn't even touch, you know, you can't touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, that's not what
right.
God said.
He didn't say that.
In fact, I believe since Adam was the gardener and responsible, he had to touch it.
Right.
Right.
If he had to take care of it.
Right. And so especially when I look at tithing, what I see is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God always takes something that belongs to him, but he puts it in our control with the idea that we are going to steward this right. and return this to him.
Okay.
Right. And so I think from the very beginning, God instituted that tithing thing. Again, put something in our control that mm-hmm. belongs to him, and our job is to steward it to him and give that back to him. So I think right. I think tithing in some form, that principle, is started at the garden. And I think it's followed all the way through. That's why I think it's still relevant today.
Right.
Is because I get a paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. And that 10% that is the Lord's, that's why in Malachi it said God accuse them of stealing from him. He said, you're robbing from right. me. And they said, how do we rob you? Because I put something in your hands, that 10%, that tithe,
right.
that you're to give back to me, and you have not given it back to me. You've kept it. So I don't know if I'm answering your question,
but
I believe that God instituted tithing to fight against our selfish nature, and that it's his heart that we would use our free will. So he puts resources in our hands, and we use our free will. And you can't have love without free will. Mm-hmm. So when we exercise our free will to prefer him and to obey him, it shows that our love and our dedication and our heart is him. That was okay. a lot of words for a short answer.
No, you're question. Good. You're good. Because to me, that's the premise of, we have to look at that because that answers a lot of the questions that people have. For example, one of the questions that you'll hear about tithing is, why should I do it whenever it's considered under the law?
Right.
The Mosaic Law. We do not live in Mosaic Law
That's
times.
Right. Yep.
So why should I still follow it, even to the point where Jesus did not mention tithing in
right.
the New Testament?
Right.
That is something that I've personally battled with.
Yeah.
You've battled
and
with.
And we talk about these things as right. a staff. I mean, we're not afraid of these hard questions.
Yeah, we're not dumb.
And,
we really do talk
and
about this.
We're not afraid to go back to what I said earlier, is
right.
that there are things that I don't yet know.
Right.
There's truth that I'm not yet walking
right.
into. So I'll say, I mean, I'm not afraid to say to people, I don't know that answer.
Right.
Right? So.
So you said about your explanation about the whole counsel of the Word. So technically tithing is under the law, But the heart behind tithing was set previous to the law being set by Moses.
Yes, yes. I think the idea, the principle of tithing precedes the law.
Tithing meaning God has given you something
right.
to give back to him.
Right. I'm the steward of it. I'm in control right. of it. I can consume it right. if I want, but I have a heart to honor him with it.
So the first time tithe is mentioned is in Genesis.
Right.
When Abraham gave a tenth of what he won, basically, to Melchizedek. So right. that's the first time tithe was mentioned.
Which was before the law.
Which was before the law. So it was a principle. And again, just to be open and honest, most people say that was a one-time gift. It wasn't a regular tithe. It's when he met Melchizedek whenever he was coming back. So,
but you got to think, too, that that was part of the – remember that God was establishing a covenant with Abraham
right.
at that time.
Right. right. That was after the promise. Right.
right. Yes.
And so maybe God was saying, Abraham, show me that you're my God.
Yes. I think that act was part of establishing the covenant with God. It was part of the covenant that God was introducing to Abraham,
mm-hmm.
if that makes
no,
sense.
No, I'm with you.
Not to get too deep, because right. again, I get lost on Melchizedek.
Right. I see. I love this stuff. I absolutely love some philosophy when it comes to Bible and especially tithing. And so that, to me, answers the Old Testament versus New Testament. Because New Testament, Jesus says to give.
Right.
No condition, just give.
Yeah.
And so probably where maybe we should go next is, this is something that we talk about, is so why, if we're going to use tithing, then why not use the tithes from the Old Testament? So there was different tithes in the Old Testament. You had the normal tithe, where you give to the tribe of Levites. And that was for the maintenance of the temple, basically taking care of the body. And then there was a festival tithe to pay for all their festivals, all the feasts that they would have. And then every third year, there was a tithe to the poor.
Right.
So if we're going to have the institution of tithing still, why not have a festival tithe and why not have a tithing to the poor?
Yeah, that was a question we talked about earlier. I don't know the answers to all that, other than the fact that I mean, what we said was the church really no longer takes care of the poor. It's more of a government's job.
Right.
And so in the taxes that we would pay and our income taxes and stuff that we pay as citizens of America,
right.
it goes toward the taking care of poor. Now, government has never done anything efficiently yeah. or effectively.
Right. Right.
And so that's probably the worst possible way we could do it. Maybe we ought to reinstitute that.
Take
welfare out of the hands of the government. I really do think it's a job of the church. I mean, the church should
according
be,
biblically,
should be
job,
doing
right.
those things. And we would do it a whole lot better than
right.
the government that's terribly inefficient in things
right.
like that and ineffective. And so, but one argument could be that, well, okay, we don't do the poor tax because we pay our taxes to the government.
Yeah, we don't do the poor tithes because of the tax, right.
And then the festival thing I threw out to you earlier, I don't know, a festival tax was kind of for the community, for a community event. And again, our taxes go to things that support our community, our roads,
right.
our hospitals, all those kind of things are supported by, you know, law enforcement and things like that are supported by our taxes.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if those are valid answers or not. But
right. No, I honestly do think those are valid answers because there's a reason why, because that was their government. And so
yeah.
our government, we pay taxes.
That's right.
And honestly, whenever Jesus was questioned about taxes,
he said, give to Caesar.
Give to Caesar what Caesar's. And
that's
so,
right.
sorry, Christians, we can't give away from paying taxes.
That's right.
And so let me ask you this. So this is something that we've dealt with personally at our church from other people that we've talked to is, so why can I not give my personal 10% to a charity, to, you know, what name a charity, you know, Mother Teresa's charity? Why can I not give it personally to a mission? And why can I not give it to a friend who is out of a job for 3 weeks or 3 months and they're barely scraping by? Why can't I give my tithe to that person when the church seems to be doing well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why is that not considered tithing?
Well, before I answer that, let me answer this question. Let me say this because I think it'll be part one to answering that question.
Okay.
There always is the idea of, okay, where does the tithe go? So just to be clear, again, we didn't make this up. Tithe means tenth, right?
Right.
So the word means a tenth. So if I'm giving 5%, it's not a tithe. Tithe is 10,
right.
okay? Now, where does that tithe go? If we look at Malachi, the third chapter, here's what it says, that bring the tithe into the storehouse that there may be bread in my house or food in my house. Okay, that's what it says. Mm-hmm. And so if we look back even to where the tithe was established in the law, the purpose of the tithe was to fund the tabernacle, the temple, now the church, right? And so the very beginning of this thing was this tithe went in, and it was for the resources that were needed for the temple or the church to function. So I believe, if we just take scripture by on face value, that the tithe is to come to the church. Now, if you look back when the law was given, we have to remember that there were 12 tribes in Israel, right?
One tribe was
And every one of the tribes was given an inheritance of land in the promised land. It was divided up, saying, okay, tribe of Gad, here's your land. Reuben, here's your, Judah, here's yours, okay? So there was 11 pieces of land divvied up, not 12. The 12th tribe was the tribe of Levi. Levites. That's where the priests came from. The priestly line came through Levi, and the Levites, the people who served in the temple, they did not get an inheritance of land. It said that God was their inheritance.
Right.
But their job was to maintain the temple.
Right.
So God had this temple built, right? And then there were people put in place who to serve there, maintain there. There was rituals that went on. There was things that tradition. There was things that had to happen. And the tithe then brought in by the other 11 tribes were to fund the working of that temple.
Right.
There were actually even, remember that when there was, when somebody would bring in a sacrifice, an animal to be sacrificed, that animal was killed. The blood was used. Different parts were used. And the actual, the leftover, the meat of it was actually given to the priest as their food because they didn't have land to farm and things like that. Their job was to work in the church, and the tithes and the sacrifices that came in were to fund that. So when I look at that, that's why, again, I think tithing is still relevant today, because this is a form of the church or the tabernacle, the temple, you know, and so we were functioning in that way. We give our lives and our profession, our days to working in for the things of God and serving people. And so that's why I think the tithe is relevant to today, and that's why the tithe should come into this storehouse, is so that we can have these resources.
So, but again, the Bible does mention two types of giving. You have your tithing, your 10%, and then there's offering. There's above and beyond, which seems to be more New Testament driven, about give all that you have, give everything. It's a heart. This is one thing I think we need to say before we go any further. We both believe that this is more about the heart than about a tithe check. Because we know, I know personally, I struggle with money. I really do, because it seems to, you never have enough of it. You never have, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that if you got bills hanging over your head, and our nation is a nation full of debt, that you wake up going, oh my God, I got to pay. I got to do this, got to do that. Tax season's here. Oh my God, how much am I going to have to pay? So money is involved in everything we do. And so it's something that is very dear to our hearts. Unless you come from a very wealthy family, you do. I mean, most marriages, what are the two things they fight about? Money and sex. that's the two things most marriages fight about.
That's that. Honestly, that's why I believe this is so important and so volatile.
Right.
Because there is nothing, I say this carefully, in our culture that we value more than money. I mean, it is a big deal.
Right.
So when we are selfless with our money in obedience to God, it shows that even though this is so important, you're still more important.
Right.
When we get those out of whack, you know, is really money. It's been said that money is an amplifier. That's all money is an amplifier. If you're a good person, give a good person money and it'll amplify their goodness.
Right.
If you're a selfish nasty person, money's just going to amplify that, right?
Right.
And so if our heart is for the Lord, that's why I believe God's not afraid of tying blessings to our giving. Because if we have a heart to honor God, then the blessings that He pours on us will amplify that heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we're selfish, money amplifies our selflessness. So anyway, there's such value in money that it is the perfect litmus test to see where our true highest priorities and affections lie. And when we honor God with that, it shows that he's most important. So this is above all a heart thing.
It is definitely a heart thing.
That's why I don't get too crazy with should we, and and get all the detail. I mean, I think we need to pay attention to detail.
Right.
But what God's really after is our heart. I shared something with you earlier that I had somebody come up to me the other day after this message Sunday, and they said, "Hey, we're tithers, but sometimes we get some dividend checks and stuff, and we use that tithe to bless other nonprofit organizations and do some things." And they came to me and said, "Is that wrong?" Now, I was thrilled by that question.
Right.
Here's why. Number one, to have people with a heart to honor not me, but my position,
right,
a spiritual authority, go, "Hey, we don't want to be in error. What do you think on this?" I love that heart. Mm-hmm. You're always safe having a heart like that.
Absolutely.
And then I was able to say to them, I said, "Listen, I'm so tickled that you're asking this, because asking this question shows that you have a heart to honor God with your finances. So if I were to go by the letter of the law, the tithe goes to the storehouse. But what I'm seeing is your heart to honor God with this and to do it right. Go pray about it."
Yeah.
And you pray about it. And with that heart to honor God and to honor the church and the authority, man, you're great. You just pray about it. And whatever God says to do, do it. I don't care. You know, it's not my thing. So anyway.
No, that to me, I think the reason why that isn't more common is because we do look at tithe as something that we must do, kind of like a tax.
Right.
And how many people try to figure out every deduction possible for their taxes, and that applies to the business of the tithe, going, okay, what I found is whenever I'm trying to find something to argue against, it's normally a heart thing that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to find a reason why marriage is not okay, like I need divorce is okay, or what, if I'm trying to find an answer, it's mostly selfish, and I'm trying to get out of something.
Well, because some of the things the obvious things are, do you tax just on your net gain or your gross? Do you tithe on your net or your gross? Do you take out your expenses? Do you do all those things, you know? And I would say if you're that nitpicky, I'm not throwing stone at you. I'm just saying check your heart.
Right.
Right? And because we even talked about tax deduction.
Right.
Getting a tithing statement at the end of the year from a church.
And let me explain that really quick before you say that, because this is something that's near and dear to me. I like to take Jesus's words and really look at those. I mean, Smith Wigglesworth talks about only reading the Gospels and the book of Acts. And so I did that for a long time. He read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts. Matthew, Mark, if like
Smith Wigglesworth was wrong.
Oh, nice. But he did that. And so I really kind of was discipled by his teachings. Right. And so I truly look at Jesus' words as not more valuable than the rest of the word, but he is the word.
Yeah.
And whenever he said, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing," when it comes to giving, that meant something to me. And so for a while, it was all about cash, putting cash in the offering plate, but putting cash. So I did not want my heart to be, "I'm doing this so I can get a tax break," to be honest with you. Now, again, now I probably am not that strong against, I mean, to be honest with you, but there was something the Lord was doing with me to check my heart. Because again, if you're giving just for a tax break, is that the right heart?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yes. Yeah. If it's all based on your heart, you know, because there are blessings to being a giver. Well, and maybe that's one of the blessings.
That's what I said, is that there's also blessings tied to being obedient in our finances. Right. God always says, "If you give, I'll do this. That's what Malachi says. You give, tithe, and the windows of heaven." So he lists some benefits for it. Maybe one of those benefits is you get a tax break, you know, get a tax credit for it and stuff. So, but again, it's a heart issue above all things. That's why we won't get dogmatic on any of this and like, "You got to do this and you got to do
absolutely
that." No. All we want is you to have a heart to honor God in any way that he asks.
Right.
And money is the biggest challenge for all of us, probably.
Well, because we did have a guy who got saved in our church not too long ago that came from a religion that you had to tithe. Like, they knew how much money you made, and before you could walk into the temple, they would look at the books and see if you're up to date on your tithes. And if not, you couldn't go in the building. And that does not seem biblical. Like, it doesn't seem like that. But that organization, it's so funny how the things just add up in pieces. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on a podcast, but an article came out, maybe in the New York Times or Forbes or something like that, that said that religion is worth $64 billion or something like that. Yeah. And now you go, oh, of course, because you have to tithe.
Yeah. No, we heard horror stories. I've heard stories of pastors like checking tithing records and go to people's houses and go, hey, what are we doing here, you know? And, that tithe check, I see that new truck you have, and this check doesn't look like it matches with that truck. What are we doing here, you know? And so I didn't say this Sunday, I wanted to. If you go to Victory, you need to know Jody has no idea who tithes and don't tithe. I don't check, and I don't check on purpose.
Right.
And I think sometimes people come up to me and I can tell, you know, they're thinking he knows I didn't. You know? And I'm like, literally, I have no idea who gives what. Now, who does know is Miss Jenna. So if you're looking for somebody to blame or somebody to smooze, Jenna Miller is the one to talk to.
Maybe slide her a little money on the side. Hey, can you cook the books in my favor for me? I should not say that. Right. The podcast, but
the IRS is coming now. We're gonna get audited next week.
But anyway, I think this is important because, again, going back to the heart and searching out, because you said this in the huddle Sunday morning, is there is absolute truth, there is the truth, there's not your truth and my truth. And there's so many times where the generations before us just did it because so and so told them to,
right?
So we are not scared to say, you have a Bible. You have a Bible on your phone, in your pocket. Study it out and see what the Lord. If you have questions, come and talk.
Yeah.
Like, we are not scared of questions. In fact, this morning, just to be open and honest, this morning I brought you 8 concerns that I've had in my entire life about tithing, and they are really deep and go, oh my God. And we didn't want to talk about some of those because we don't want to cause confusion. But we're not scared of the questions,
right? I don't know the answers to all those questions, but again, I guess my bottom line on tithing is God wants our heart more than anything.
Right.
And money is, again, probably one of the greatest litmus tests to show where our heart truly lies. And God, in his sovereignty, decided, because, you know, that's what I said about the children of Israel, is that when they came out, and a lot of people didn't know that. I think a lot of people didn't know what I said or never heard what I'd said before.
About the tribes?
No, about when Israel came out of slavery in Egypt, they came out wealthy.
Right, because they went to the doors.
Now, that was prophesied to Abraham, because as God was prophesying about what Abraham's lineage would look like, he said, they're going to be strangers in a strange land, and they're going to be in bondage. But when I bring them out, I'm going to bring them out with great substance. I think that was Genesis 15. It said that in that. And then so when Israel came out of slavery, they came out wealthy because God had set it up where they would go to their neighbors, go to their rich Egyptian neighbors and borrow money.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was actually gold, jewels, and like fine fabrics and stuff. Okay. So these slaves walk out loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I said this, why did a bunch of slaves who were going into the wilderness need all this stuff? It was because God wanted to build a tabernacle. There wanted to be a place where his name would be honored, where people could gather for him. And so God took the resources of Egypt and put them in the hands of his people, knowing that it's going to have to now get out of the hands of his people so that it can build, you know what I'm saying? So it's back to the garden to what we said about the garden. God took something and put it under the stewardship of man, so man would return it to him for his glory.
Right.
Right. And so that's why I believe tithing is an eternal principle, because that's always how it works.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us something so that we can give back to him of our free will. And it demonstrates his place in our life. It demonstrates that he's our source and that he's the one. So anyway, and I brought out Sunday, not to re-preach my message, that those all that gold, all that stuff was mm-hmm. meant for the tabernacle, meant to build right. God something. Well, what did they do with it? They built a golden idol with it. They built a golden calf with it.
Right.
And that's, I think that's something we see, I see reproduced in my life.
Right.
God puts things in my hands for his glory, but I use them for my own selfish gain. And that, I right. think that's something we've seen since the beginning of man, and we will see it until Jesus returns.
Right.
You'll see that nature played out in man.
Yeah.
And between God and man. And so tithing is a way that breaks that selfishness to use this to build something for right. myself, and I prefer and honor God with it. So that's kind of my final word on tithing.
Right.
If you want to split hairs and look at all the different things, I mean, right. I'll be glad to
right.
walk through it with you, give you the answers I have. But I think that general overview of tithing, it fits in my spirit
right.
and makes me confident that, okay, tithing's still for today.
Yeah.
Tithing is to go, the tithe is to go to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you said earlier. People say, well, can I use my tithe to fund my
right.
favorite non-profit
charity,
or
right.
whatever? And if we're going to be really biblical, the answer to that is no.
Right.
The tithe goes to the church.
But your offering can.
But then there are offerings above that. But again, if you got the wrong heart, mm-hmm. you're going to go, well, isn't that selfish of you guys to say, or people that,
right.
you know, the church were. But if you have a heart to say that, check your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because what God says, 10% goes to the church, and I want you to give to the poor, and I want you to give for the gospel's sake, and I want you
yeah.
to help your neighbor, and I want you.
Right.
So it stretches that, am I holding on to this money? Is this my God, or is he my God?
Right. Absolutely. I think another podcast that we should do is because you kind of said it, and you said it in the huddle Sunday morning about the extremes of money, how there are some ministers who say that you should be dirt poor,
right,
and
some, poverty,
right, and some should say that you need gold plated toilet seats.
If you're not a millionaire, you're not in God's will.
Right. If I don't have a G5 jet, right. something's wrong. And so I think it would be awesome to discuss, what did Jesus say about the poor? What did Jesus say about the rich? And just look at it from a fresh perspective. I think that'd be an interesting podcast.
Yeah, because again, we've said this all the time. I believe God built tension into the Word,
mm-hmm.
and if you're fighting with a poverty mentality, I think the Lord wants to show you abundance.
Right.
If you're fighting with selfishness, He wants to show you
right.
give it all for the kingdom of God.
Right.
I believe that there's built-in tension to keep us from going too far in
yeah.
any direction.
Absolutely. All right. So if you have any questions about tithing, or you want to make sure your tithes are up to date, no, just,
no. I'll do that for you. I'll go check them.
Jenna, no, but if you really do have some questions about tithing, we're not scared to have conversations and talk and even email about, not through email because words get
yeah.
diluted, not text messages, anything like that. Come and meet Sunday morning. Come and, hey, can we meet? Can we talk and stuff like that? Because, again, I think you'd be shocked about how open that we are to having conversations and not from a mentality of we're right, you're wrong.
Right.
It really is a
That's
conversation.
What I really hope comes out of this is the church sees our heart, that this isn't a manipulation thing.
Right.
And even our vulnerability here is saying, look, we're just doing the best we can.
Right.
And we want our heart to be right and your heart to be right. And so together
Absolutely.
We can make this work.
All right. Thanks for joining for the Victory Podcast. We'll catch you next time.
See you.